Trump issued the executive order on Saturday. It would give unemployed Americans $400 in additional payments per week, less than the $600 a week that expired July 31st. States, however, would have to finance one quarter of that amount. Trump told reporters that states have the money to do that. Cuomo, speaking in a conference call with the media, called the proposal laughable, saying that with the state facing a $14 billion deficit, New York does not have the resources.
What the president has done has made it impossible, impossible on the state. The president, by his executive order, has us paying 25% of the unemployment insurance. That could cost us $4 billion. It's just an impossibility.
Cuomo and several other governors, both Democrat and Republican, have been asking the federal government for more aid to make up for revenue plunges due to pandemic-related economic shutdowns. So far, the two parties in Congress have not been able to agree on a package. The governor also addressed some confusion that's come up since he announced on Friday that schools in New York could reopen for the 2020-2021 school year. Cuomo said each school district must hold three online forums with parents by late August. The state's largest city school districts must have five meetings with parents and one solely to address the concerns of teachers. The New York State School Superintendent, among others, says schools have already met with parents as part of reopening guidelines established by the State Education Department, and they'd already planned to hold more meetings. Cuomo says the schools will still need to meet his requirements, though. He says without more communication, there's a real possibility that many parents may opt to keep their children home, learning remotely for the school year.
And you're not going to get them back just because the school district says this is what we're going to do. I'm telling you that. I talk to the parents. I talk to the teachers. They have real issues and real concerns. And there has to be a dialogue and has to be a discussion.
The governor spoke on a day when the virus rate remains low in New York. Of nearly 66,000 tests conducted Sunday, 0.78% were positive. That's the lowest rate since the state began keeping track back in the winter. Seven people died of COVID-19 on Sunday. 548 remain in the hospital with the virus, and the 131 New Yorkers in intensive care units is also the lowest number since the state began keeping count. 66 new patients were admitted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.